Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And I want to thank the listeners and the watchers for always supporting.
Yes,
and
yes.
Before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Sad to say, not much of nothing. I would start the year pretty boring. Yeah. I will say I like Abbott Elementary though.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think I've shouted them out as far as TV wise.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I've been tuned in. I fuck with it. They did their thing on the Golden Globes too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's pretty much it.
For me, yeah, Abbott Elementary. I rewatched Snowfall. It's coming back next month.
Is it?
Yeah, the last season.
So I got wait like another 6 months to watch.
I started watching Handmaid's Tale.
Do you like that?
I mean, it's a show. it's some crazy shit, but
yeah, like I heard it's like pretty much like about like women and they kind of like mistreating them all crazy and it's like a man's world kind of situation.
Yeah, it's some
shit like that.
I don't know. I only seen the first episode, so.
Oh, I bet. So you ain't really even that invested yet.
Nah.
I got you.
I started watching a show called The Parent Test.
A Parent Test?
Yeah. It's like they take like eight different parents, like the different types of parents, like they like free will. They basically do their let their kids do whatever. They got traditional. What else? Authoritative or disciplinarian or some shit like that. So I don't know. I saw the first episode. it's funny because like they get like the different reactions and they got like a couple black families on there and shit. And they just be like,
okay.
They just be like, yo, what the fuck going on here every time? It's shit funny.
So it's pretty much like a different variation version of a wife swap, kind of.
Nah, it's not like they don't they don't parent their like different kids.
Okay.
They basically like do like challenges and shit.
Oh, it's
like a game show.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're trying to figure out what's like the best style of parenting. I guess I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of
okay. That's interesting. Where you watch that at?
I mean, it's on Hulu.
On Hulu, okay. Yeah. Right. I might gotta tap into that. That sounds kind of funny. I ain't gonna lie.
That's all for me, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Ain't much really going on right now.
Yeah, nah. So, first topic is going to be a sports topic. So, Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith is going to resign for like 5 years for $100 million.
Okay.
Now, if you know, their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, MVP, winning Lamar Jackson.
Yes, he is.
Has been wanting to get paid by this team for like 2 years now. So Leek, as a Ravens fan, how you feel about this?
Man, it's business at the end of the day. With the whole Lamar thing, I think one thing we gotta like tap in on is 250 guaranteed. Now, with this contract with the middle linebacker, is it all that 100 mil ain't all guaranteed?
Nah,
I'm sure, and that's still within a 5 year span.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to keep in mind. Lamar, 250 guaranteed. Just be real. My organization ain't got that kind of pull, bruh. The pull 250 guaranteed. Now, is he worth it? Of course.
Yeah.
I think that's like without a shadow of a doubt. But Ravens are known for literally finding gems and making them into something kind of thing. You know what I mean? So we ain't used to really spending that kind of bag. Or the quarterback. Even Joe Flacco. Yeah, it was $100 million. But it was still within a lapse of time.
Yeah.
And not all of it was guaranteed. He wants double that and then some guaranteed. Bruh. They just don't have the capital. Like, put it like this. They got the capital. But if you get that money, you ain't going to have no weapons. Your line finna be trash. We ain't going to have no defense because all the cap is on a boy. So it's like, for real, why would you even want to put that much pressure on yourself knowing that that's just kind of like the organization. We're not Dallas. We're not fucking. What's another team with a big cap? I don't know.
Us, the Bears.
We're not the Bears. Yeah, we're not a team with a big cap. So that's just how I feel on that. It's sad, but I feel like we won't just pretty much probably franchise tag him. He'll get whatever average. And yeah, and hopefully he can rock out like that. That's what I'm kind of hoping. But if not, Huntley, keep doing your thing, boy.
Yo.
Hey, we ain't really got no other choice.
I mean,
you changed our whole scheme for that nigga, bro. Yeah.
I mean, he not coming back. I'm sorry, he's not coming back. You like, nah, you gotta look at it from this. You gotta look at it from this
facts
perspective.
And my man hurt.
You gotta look at it like this.
He ain't look good.
Look how the team is without him. You gotta look at it like that. You gotta look at it like
yo,
that.
Why is he doing this to me right now? And let's then, talk about the Bears.
Oh no, we good. First pick in the draft that might get traded in 100 M's in cap space. We good. But back to the Ravens. Look how the team is without him.
Yeah.
And then it's yeah. And then it's like you gotta look at it like this. Now, as a Bears fan, I know Roquan Smith is that guy for real because we drafted him.
Okay.
You going to pay a guy that you traded for in the middle of a season, 100 M's, but the player you drafted got an MVP and damn near needs to be on this team in order for y'all to win.
Yeah.
Y'all just going to franchise tag him?
Bruh, but that's 250. They don't have. I don't even know like our exact cap, so I'm kind of being illiterate right now. But I know for a fact, Ravens they probably we ain't got.
They might be able to find it because Deshaun Watson got like 200 M's from the Browns, and yeah, no, what's going on with him?
Bruh, that's kind of like the thing that's fucking it up because like. These quarterbacks don't even really be bout that for real, but they getting this kind of money. Like,
nah, Mahomes, son.
Mahomes like that, though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Mahomes, he like that. It has proven himself. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I think he got an MVP under his belt. Got a Super Bowl under his belt. And he's been twice, from my knowledge, right? Like, come on now. He's definitely proved himself. Lamar, I mean, even, like, playoffs, like, he ain't really go that far in the playoffs with him. He's a phenomenon and a great quarterback. That's without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. But it's just the 250 and the Ravens organization, from being a fan all my life, I just don't see that happening. I'm just being real. Yeah. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going, though. I'm letting you know now.
I feel like we're going franchise tag.
No, he's going.
Yo, are we going whole for dear life, bro? Like, we literally changed our whole team for him.
No. If y'all franchise tag him, he's going to hold out. And y'all going to have. I'm not entirely sure if he can trade players off a franchise tag. I think you can. But yeah, he's not playing if he doesn't get paid. You're not going to say that right now. He's going to be a New York Jet.
Yo, I heard they did get an offer, though. I definitely did heard that. Man, it's hopefully all I will say is if we do get rid of him, I just hope we do the right thing by the team. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some backs. You know what I'm saying? Defensive. You know what I'm saying? Let's get our running back situation in order. We got both our main running backs missing half the season and shit. It's not good. Lord, we can get our line together. Like, let's really, because that's a big player.
Yeah.
That's a big player, and he's a player that also brings in a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if you want to lose that, I'd rather try to spread things at least even across the board. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Word to the office. Rant over.
So, moving on. So, UFC Commissioner Dana White was filmed smacking his wife. Now, before you answer.
That shit on film?
Yeah. Damn. You ain't see it?
I just saw that interview.
Yeah,
part.
I don't like it. It was like a 4 or 5 second clip. Like
of
his,
course, yeah.
Like his wife smacked him first, and he retaliated.
Okay.
So, Lee, how do you feel about this whole situation?
I will say first what he said in the video, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically, the demeanor, I'll say, that he was going towards when folk asked the question, like, should he have repercussions from it? And he was just kind of like, fuck you gonna do? Like, yeah, like you know what I mean? I felt like that demeanor was kind of like fucked up, even though he did keep it 100. But, but it was still kind of fucked up. But overall, don't promote domestic violence at all. That's not.
Yeah, it's not.
That's just not it. It's not it. But it's kind of like, he is UFC. So it's kind of like, yo, what, so you going to stop the UFC for 6 months? Like, a year? We'll be. How would that even work? Because he's, like, basically the top of the board, right? Yeah, of course they have a board.
He's the commissioner, yeah.
So who you going to have replace him? How is he going to sign himself away? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how that would work. So
I don't know. Domestic violence is a no-go. Men shouldn't be hitting women, and I think they should have just, like, somebody should just stop that shit before it even happened, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. But in terms of him since, like, suspended himself, like, he gotta, like, go. Like, he gotta go. I don't know how, but he has to go.
I'm even for it, but it's like, once but he, then like, again, but then it's it, like, how he explained it, it's kind of like, well, damn, like, he gonna sign himself off?
I mean, yeah, that's what he gotta do.
I don't see Davis the guy to do that.
I mean, like, I just don't see him as that kind of guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, he be like, he got some people in the UFC that's accused of domestic violence, but, like,
okay.
So, like, I'm not gonna say I'm not surprised, but, like, it's like, same time. Yeah, yeah, he gotta go. Like, nah.
That was definitely a wrong demeanor to have. Yeah. Like, when that question was asked, like you on a commissioner, like, if it was the NBA type time.
Yeah.
I could not see the NBA commission talking like Dana was talking. Nah. So something has to happen, but shit, it's like, how the fuck that's gonna happen, though? Yeah, how would you put that in place?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, I'm barely seeing any coverage of this, but when Kyrie, never mind. Let's move on.
Bruh, nah, I think I know what you're gonna say. Speak on that shit. Nah. Talk on it. School me.
I'm just saying, like, Kyrie, like, I don't mean to go back to old shit, but, like, Kyrie posted a picture. And this man got suspended 5 games. We see this
It's some old shit.
Yeah, like, we see this man smack a woman on camera.
Hmm.
Like, what? Like, why am I barely seeing shit about this?
Ray Rice. It's another one.
Exactly.
His wife came forward like, yo, we jumped the broom, we got over it. Still blackballed that day. Like, nah.
Yeah,
man.
Like, I see the play that's going on here.
Ben Roethlisberger was another one they let slide. Well, I think he more or less was like, was it rape?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was some other shit. We don't condone that shit either.
Nah.
But yeah. It's a crazy world we live in. Hell yeah. We see how y'all treat us. That's all we pointing out. The evidence is there. It don't take a rocket scientist. See what's going on.
Yeah. Shit. So, moving on. So, this week, I honestly don't know how this story even got out to the public. So, I really don't. So, there was a cop that got fired for letting her coworkers run a train on her. And the picture was funny because, like, the caption was like, High speed train. Like, what the fuck? And then her husband is sticking beside her. So,
wait, that was the verdict with them?
Yeah.
Oh, hell nah. Yo. Yo, King. Yeah. Watching this. Let your life somewhere else. Far away from that. Yo, it was 6 of them.
I thought it was 5.
Oh, okay. 5. 5 of them? Yo, they was probably, like, betting on, like, shifts each day and shit. Like, traffic. Like, nah, I'm going to work with her today. I'm going to work with her today. Like, yeah. And what, two or three of them lost their job, and the other half, basically, is just suspended.
Yeah.
That's the part I kind of don't get. How them niggas get fired, but the other niggas get suspended?
Man, how does anybody get, like, I know.
How really anybody get fired?
Yeah, like,
unless it was on the clock. it's on the clock, you do gotta kind of handle that, of course.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, like, it's just like, that has nothing to do with the job itself. I mean, I get it. You really not supposed to fuck with your coworkers like that.
Right.
But,
right.
like, I don't see why anybody got in trouble for this shit.
I could only see it, like, again, if it was, like, on a clock, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just on some freaky shit, like. You supposed to be protecting the service somewhere, but you in the back alley banging the back out. Tag teaming and shit. Like, five and next one. Like. I mean, I don't know. That shit different, though.
All right, so, and like,
money's thinking but sock.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How do you feel about that?
You know, they say love is blind. Like, I could see one. You know what I mean? Maybe two. Not saying that I'll be the one, but I can understand. Because you love shorty. That's your wife.
Yeah.
You with the God with shorty. Like, mm-hmm. So I can see you. You swallowing that pill, like, you know what? It's my fish, though. I'm going to stick beside it.
Damn.
Fuck it. Like, nigga, five or six? All at the job? I don't know, bro. I don't know about that.
I mean, me, personally.
That pitching ain't that lit, man.
Like, my thing is, I would, like, what if he's cool with it? Like, cool is, like that's what they get. Into.
Oh, that's what they into.
Like, what if he's like that? Because, like, hey, I don't know. Like, because my thing is, like, to me, it just sounds like he knew about it and was cool with it. Because, like, you get cheated on your wife cheats on you with five other guys and you are cool with that? So, that's like, different. So, like, I think that's what they get into. Like,
yeah, no niggas finding out, like, Your wife. Not your girl. Not no chick you was dating. Your wife. Cheated on you with five different co-workers?
Nah, it's funny. Like, it's either that or, like, she's, like, the main provider in the family, I guess.
Oh, she's definitely got to be the main provider. Type time. I could be dead wrong. Part of my inner city, I could be dead wrong.
yeah, for real.
That's what that shit sound like to me. But again, for me, that pension ain't that lit, bro.
Yeah.
I go so, get a job.
Like, yeah, for real. They probably into that shit.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
You got a point. Gotta be. Like, five? Man, you swallowing five pills? You know what I'm saying? One and two is like, all right. Think five?
Nah, bro. Yeah, nah. See, like, do you think she's gonna start like OnlyFans or something now?
I ain't gonna lie, the bitch might as well. Fuck it, you got the publicity. She done from the job.
Yeah,
but you got mad publicity on fucking five to six different niggas at the job. Hey, might as well bust it open. You might get like 10,000 strong supporters. 10,000 at $5 a month. It's 50,000.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's just a simple bath. That's all. Right.
So, last topic. So, earlier, I saw a tweet that said, these women educated and getting to the money, bro. They will be over 40, single, traveling with their homies, and spending money like dope boys. Still, that was in all caps, mm-hmm. getting dicked down because y'all niggas easy. Y'all not scaring these women with not being married anymore. It's 2023. Then this person said, y'all really got to just level up, man. This shit getting sad. Y'all not embarrassed. And that was from @iHoodScholar.
Right.
So, Leek, how do you feel about what was said?
Okay. Majority of that post, the first thing as a guy, I'm thinking, what guy is forcing a woman to marry them? That's the first thing I said.
It's them niggas that be watching that shit you like. That what's that shit called?
What?
With the two guys and they got like a red table.
Two guys on a red table?
No, fucking I'll be on your ass about it in the chat. What's that shit called?
Fashion fit.
Yeah.
That part. Yeah.
Them niggas.
I don't watch them like that, but that shit is
insane.
Shout out to them.
Yo, what? No, man. Don't shout them out on here, nigga.
Nigga.
The fuck?
Yo,
this is free promo right here. Damn, yo.
No, man. Them niggas funny. They be out of pocket, but they funny. But, like, women definitely took like the man role, kind of, it seemed like, in this generation. Like, they kind of just carrying niggas for real. And these niggas just letting them, which is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like she got a point, but it's like at the same time, these are guys I know, we're not really begging our women to marry us. It's more like a mutual thing, something like that. It's not, yeah, it's not like what she talking. But as far as like just relationship or dating, shit, she's speaking facts. They carrying the niggas. Carrying. Heavy.
I think, for I think it's, I think it just depends on who the dude is, for
fact.
Like, everybody in this room, I don't think we give a fuck about that shit, like, at all.
Nah.
But then, like, I do think, like, there'd be, like, some niggas out here that bring, like, no type of substance or whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
Be acting like they ain't really about shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they want women to be traditional and shit.
Right.
Like, it's fucking, no, that's how I look at it. But then I also saw a tweet that was, like, non-traditional men and women both. I don't know if this even has anything to do with this shit. It said non-traditional men and women always on here crying about what the other gender doesn't do and shit.
Right.
So, like, how do you feel about that?
That's kind of like what we was, like, talking about on the episode that y'all gonna see before this one. Like, it's like, why do we even talk about that kind of shit?
Exactly.
Like, every day. Every day. Like, yeah. You know. The here and there, it's like, okay, I get it. So, you know.
Yeah, like.
Every
like,
day.
Yeah, like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's content for platforms like this.
Of course.
It definitely is. Thank y'all.
Thank you. By the way.
But still, every day, though.
Like, every fucking day.
Yeah.
It, man.
Oh, no. I just think people just got to find somebody that fits their standards and whatnot. And we might touch on that on the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. But no, though, I don't know. I just think people are non-traditional, but they want a traditional partner. That's all I think.
But yeah, stupid. They motherfuckers definitely want hybrids out here, and they're not being clear on it.
Yeah,
I think that's definitely a problem. But you know, I overall, it's an understanding thing, and also even a communication thing, though. Fuck,
you
just gotta keep it
100,
man.
Yeah, man. That shit.
Man, just, it's different.
Man, just date who fits your. Fit, no.
Somebody that match your fly, dude.
Yeah, bro. Because, like, I don't know, man.
It's simple. Yeah. It's real. I feel like we make dating so fucking, like, complicated.
I mean, kind of is.
It's really not.
Kind of.
How is it complicated?
I mean, it's.
In your way, though.
It's complicated because it's like you want somebody. Because way I look, I don't. Because hold on, this dude, shit on me. I got to think. Damn.
Nah, but
I can't have dead air on this shit. But I'm just saying. So
nah, Dottis could cut it. It's all good.
No. Because it's like I just think like you. You want somebody that fits who you are as a person,
right.
But you gotta realize they're a different person too. So you gotta figure out ways to compromise, and that could kind of be challenging.
See, I can't foresee how compromising is challenging if both parties are compromising.
No, but it's like
and you know, in order to make this thing work, you have to compromise. You gotta kind of learn how to gel together.
I mean, yeah, but then like,
the purpose of this shit.
No, but it's like, but it's like one person might feel like they're compromising more than the other and shit, and then.
Let's go to the board.
What happened?
Let's go to the board.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I could respect if one person like feel like they're compromising more. Then it's like, all right, let's go to the board, and if you actually are, all right, then I might set my game up.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with checking your partner.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? That's how when it comes to when people, you know, kind of say that kind of thing, that's how I view it. It's like, yo, you just checking your partner, like, all right, nigga, my girl do it all the time. Like, look, 3 days this week, motherfucker. You going to do something. It's like, yeah. All right, babe, you know what? You got that.
Yeah. I don't think it's really complicated, but it's not like how you make it seem like it's like cut and dry and shit.
It kind of is, though. Like you said, it's really not complicated. Motherfuckers just got to work together. It's hard when motherfuckers don't work together.
I mean, I guess.
And motherfuckers give up on each other. You really love a person, but, like, they didn't give up this week, but then they call you next week because they realize they fucking up. They like, you see what I'm saying? That's what makes the shit hard. If you cut that weird-ass emotional shit out, just sit there for a minute and deal with the shit with your partner. Smell the funk a little bit. Sit in your shit. You be alright.
I mean,
and if the shit stink too much, then you know you probably ain't alright and you need to get out the shit.
I guess. Man.
Leak analogies, man. That's how my mind works, bro. That's just how my mind works.
I mean, like, it can't be that cut and dry, though. Like, it requires something.
Bro.
And I don't know it.
Put you like this, man. I had a blessing. Both of them did, sad to say, but my great-grandparents, they've been married. I don't want to give exact numbers. I could be dead wrong before a long fucking time. Like, see, it was like 15, 16. You know how I was back in the day. Listen. Grandpa did his shit. She ain't like some of that shit, but you know what? She also did what she did.
Yeah.
And he really ain't fuck with it, but you know what? They did what they did, and they still was in each other's space.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. Like, my great-grandfather, she smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Grandma ain't fuck with that shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
She let it travel. My grandfather don't fuck with shit like that. But they found ways to still make it work.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, just gotta find ways to make it work, man. Compromise. Ain't that hard. Teamwork made the dream work. Wanna live a dream? Gotta make the dream work. Teamwork. All right. Simple.
All right. So, this concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, we always give our final thought to give to the world. To leave, what is your final thought?
Man, spread more love, not hate. Appreciate all y'all support. Follow all the socials at It's Just Leak. Man, y'all was showing love on the music, too. I really appreciate that more than y'all know, man. Keep showing love. More to come.
All right. My final thought is basically just follow all the socials at GCC717 on Twitter, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Group Chat Chronicles. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam. Man, and I'd like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.